Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Nearly 200 people are dead and over 11,000 wounded following a 7.0 earthquake in China's Sichuan province. In 2008, a massive quake in Sichuan left 5 million homeless. Baptist Global Response set up teams at that time to show Christ's love through disaster response. BGR's Jeff Palmer says that presence is paying off.
Actually, we had three almost full teams of local partners that were able to go in and respond, I mean, within a few hours.
Find the rest of the story at missionnetworknews.org. Next, so far in Kazakhstan, registered churches have mostly flown under the government's radar, but according to a recent Forum 18 report, this might be changing. Kazakh authorities recently raided an established Protestant church and fined its leaders. Joel Griffith of Slavic Gospel Association.
If this is now something that is being done by the authorities on a registered church that actually has an existing legal charter, that's a definite change in the game on the ground.
Churches not registered with the state have faced hardship, but this is the first attack on an established church. Pray for the safety of Christians in Kazakhstan. And Bangladesh is becoming increasingly volatile. The nation's shutting down for the next 36 hours as protesters argue the detainment of seven opposition leaders. Vision Beyond Borders says their partners are asking you to pray for Bangladeshi youth. Tensions have been high nationally since January, with strikes and demonstrations often turning violent. Ask God to protect young people at the VBB Orphanage and those involved in youth outreach. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa needs prayer. Sat7's offering you a free set of four beautiful bookmarks to help you do that. Keep one in your Bible and share the others with friends. Get your free bookmarks at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.